Westlock has seen yet another unpredictable winter this year, and the town is reminding residents of the importance of abiding by current snow removal policies. Whether you're a pedestrian, motorist, or property owner, understanding and adhering to these guidelines ensures smooth operations and helps avoid unnecessary hazards in the community. We've all been there, trying to delicately walk like a baby deer on skates as one navigates the icy patches on sidewalks and streets. Seemingly in slow motion, getting to our destination seems to take thrice as long as normal in these conditions. This year is no different, perhaps even amplified by the drastically changing temperatures. The primary objective of the town's snow removal guidelines is to provide safe, clear roadways and walkways for everyone. Snow and ice accumulation can lead to slippery surfaces, creating significant risks for accidents. Snow day removal operation signs will typically be posted a minimum of 24 hours prior to a particular area being cleaned, with notices being posted to both the town website and Facebook page. Additionally, residents are encouraged to sign up for reminders through the Westlock Regional Notification System to receive update directly to their phones via text, email, or voicemail. Robin Benoit, Director of Operations for the Town of Westlock, stresses the importance of abiding by the no parking signs that are posted on the street when it snows. "When we've removed the no parking signs, that is when you can move back and onto the street," says Benoit. "Staying off that street until we're completely finished is the best for all of us. This means that when signs are posted, residents are required to move vehicles by 12 a.m. on that day. Early morning when one wakes up is considered too late, as plows start their work at midnight." Additionally, once snow removal begins, plows avoid pushing snow onto residents' properties by creating windrows, a pile of residual snow following a snow plowing the road, left in the middle of the street. Often, residents think that this, once over, is when they are allowed to move vehicles back to the street. However, that is not the case, shares Benoit. Rather, that's just the first step, and residents need to remain off roadways until the snow removal equipment comes around once more to eliminate the windrow. Abiding by these rules saves on unnecessary, accidental damage and it keeps us more efficient, adds Benoit. Residents moving vehicles back to their side streets early can increase risk of vehicle damage caused by ice and debris uprooted from the plows at work. Benoit adds that snow removal is a shared responsibility that benefits the entire community, helping to prevent accidents or injury and improve access for emergency services and essential workers. The town is in charge of maintaining all roads within the boundaries of Westlock, with the exception of Highway 18 and Highway 44, which are managed by La Prairie Works under contract with the province. Residents and property owners have a role to play in maintaining safety on driveways and sidewalks adjacent to their properties. According to municipal bylaws, homeowners and business owners must clear snow from sidewalks within 24 hours after a snowfall ends. Failure to do so can result in fines or penalties. Proper snow clearing also ensures better accessibility for emergency services, public transport, and people with mobility challenges. Clear paths around intersections, bus stops, and pedestrian crossings are particularly important, as these are high traffic areas that must remain safe and navigable at all times. Some residents have expressed concern regarding plows pushing snow onto sidewalks and, as a result, being fined for not removing snow from their own properties. Benoit stresses this is not typically the case, as he and his team work closely alongside RCMP and bylaw enforcement. If the team notices that additional snow has been pushed towards or on the sidewalk adjacent to a residential property, Westlock Transportation contacts law enforcement directly to inform that was the town's doing and not the responsibility of the resident. Provided there is evidence that the resident attempted to clear the snow prior to the incident, Benoit says that a fine will not be given. He also urges residents with concerns of this to submit a service request directly through the Town of Westlock's website. This helps the town track the issue, limit the possibility of recurrence, and ease residents' minds. Staying informed by signing up for Westlock's transportation alerts, along with clearing snow promptly, and staying up to date on snow removal guidelines via the Town of Westlock's website, is essential to maintaining public safety during the frigid winter months.